Talking about President Xi's cultural references of sleepy Seattle and House of Cards during his speech when arriving at Seattle, Rick Dunham, co-director of the Global Business Journalist Program of Tsinghua University, says the cultural references in President Xi Jinping's speech will help the leader connect with the local public.
I think what President Xi Jinping did was to connect with his business audience. I think that was more than the American public. His audience there was the CEOs of the tech companies and the aerospace industries and social media companies. And I think that's he did connect both publicly, and then he did have private meeting and a private roundtable. I think that was more important than his speech.
During his 2.5-day stay in Seattle, President Xi attended an entrepreneurs symposium and met governors from 5 U.S. states, visited Microsoft, Boeing, and also a local high school. President Xi also called on China and the United States to enhance local-level cooperation and tap the potential of their complementary advantages. One expert says President Xi's trip to Seattle showed that China attaches great importance to the economic and trade cooperation and people-to-people and cultural exchanges between the two countries. Ren Zongzhe is the executive vice president of the China Institute of International Studies.
在西雅图的所有行程，我们看到，无论从习主席的讲话
，As we can see, President Xi Jinping's trip to Seattle, including his speech, his visit to Boeing, Microsoft, and Lincoln High School, all highlight the trade cooperation and people-to-people and cultural exchanges. Deepening the economic and trade cooperation and people-to-people and cultural exchanges between China and the U.S. is the most important element of President Xi's visit.
On the day President Xi arrived in Seattle, a group of Chinese companies signed deals with Boeing to buy 300 aircrafts. Professor Mark Beeson with the University of Western Australia says economic and trade links between China and United States will not only do good for the economy, but also for bilateral relations.
Well, I think the really significant aspect is their mutual interdependence, and I think there's a very strong evidence to suggest that greater economic integration is a good thing in many ways, not only for economic development, but in helping to stabilize and pacify the relationship.
For CRI, this is Wang Wei.